Good morning. Our coastal storm will continue to part away from the region, and with that, we will see a secondary cold front that will allow for some additional light rain and snow showers for the day today. But drier weather with seasonal temperatures is going to return for New Year's Day itself. Most of the day today looks fairly dry with abundant cloud cover, but some additional rain or snow showers looks to occur as an upper level low and associated secondary cold front heads towards the area. There will be some additional precip as we get into the later part of the day and into the evening. A few inches of snow accumulation is possible for the Adirondacks and southern Greens, but snow amounts look to remain fairly light elsewhere. Daytime temperatures should reach towards the mid-30s to mid-40s, but will fall on New Year's Eve night into the 20s behind the departing secondary front. If you do plan to head out this evening for New Year's Eve, dress warm as temperatures look to be in the low 30s and upper 20s near midnight tonight. A few areas could still see some light freezing drizzle at this point in time, mainly in the higher elevations. Those showers could linger into early New Year's Day, but New Year's Day itself overall looking fairly dry and breezy with temperatures mainly in the mid to upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the winter storm that has hammered much of the north central U.S. over the past couple of days is now beginning to wind down across the Great Lakes region, and a second surface low has developed off the New England coast. One more day of rain and snow and some ice is expected across the northeast as the coastal low slowly tracks northward across the region. The heavy snow is expected for northern Maine, where 6 to 12 inches of accumulation is likely. Lake-enhanced snow is forecasted mainly from Lake Erie and Lake Ontario as cold northwesterly flow around the departing low blows across the warmer lake waters. For the Pacific Northwest, a pair of cold fronts will make their way inland with a surge of moisture off the Pacific. The result will be heavy rain for coastal areas of Washington and Oregon and heavy snow for the Olympics and Cascades. The central and northern Rockies will also be affected by these storm systems, with at least a foot of snow possible for the higher elevations of northern Idaho and western Montana through Thursday morning. The temperature at Mount Washington this morning coming in at 10 degrees, as we are seeing currently light snow that is freezing, as well as fog, windy conditions too, blowing the snow around. Wind speeds itself is coming from the southeast at 45 miles per hour. For the Nunavut territory, we are looking at light ice crystals falling right now with a temperature at negative 35 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Albany right now, we are looking at overcast skies. Temperatures are at 34 degrees Fahrenheit, dew point at 31. We are looking at a relative humidity of 89% and wind speed coming from the northwest at around 3 miles per hour. Barometer is at 29.77 inches and rising. The past 24-hour lower 48 temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Big Cypress Reservation in Florida, as well as 87 degrees at Florida Panther Wildlife Refuge. And the overnight low of negative 48 degrees at Antero Reservoir in Colorado. For those traveling across the northeast today, in New York City, we are seeing a gradual clearing of cloud cover with highs reaching into the upper 40s. In Boston, some rain showers early on, then turning to mostly cloudy skies with highs staying in the low 40s. And in Buffalo, snow showers and windy with highs reaching into the mid to upper 30s. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals, yesterday's high was 39 degrees with a departure of 7 degrees from normal, and yesterday's low was 34 degrees with a departure of 18 degrees from normal. We are looking at 0.3 inches of snow that fell yesterday. That puts us at 27.8 inches for this month to date and 30.1 inches for the year. Today's average high is 32 degrees, while the average low is 16. The record high was 61 degrees set back in 1895, while the record low of negative 17 was set back in 1917. Today's sunrise is set for 7:26 a.m., while the sun is set to set at 4:31 p.m. A total of 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, additional 39 seconds of daylight in comparison to yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, We are going to see the chance for rain showers, snow showers, and some freezing drizzle throughout the course of the day. We do remain cloudy too, as that precipitation does look to remain spotty. Highs reaching near the mid-30s for the night tonight. Chance for snow showers, and then we stay cloudy as our overnight lows drop into the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of the interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies for the day today, with highs reaching into the low to mid 40s. For the night tonight, a chance for rain early on, then a gradual decrease in cloud cover as temperatures drop down into the low 30s and upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a chance of rain and snow showers early on, turning to just rain showers as temperatures rise above the mid 30s. Cloudy skies sticking around throughout the course of the day as well. For the night tonight, a chance for some snow showers as we stay with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures dropping down into the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies with the chance for some rain showers, snow showers, and freezing drizzle as highs reach near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, a chance for rain and snow showers looks to continue with mostly cloudy skies and temperatures dropping down into the upper 20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to the southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a chance for freezing rain showers, and snow showers as highs reach into the mid to upper 30s. For the night tonight, chance for rain and snow showers as overnight lows drop into the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Thursday, mostly sunny with highs near 40. Next chance for rain arrives for us on Friday, stays with us into Saturday, and ends on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.